I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me today for our study in the book of Romans. I trust that you'll have your Bible open to Romans chapter 11. We'll be reading there in just a few moments. But let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On the website, you'll be able to download preaching messages. You'll be able to send an email to me for prayer requests. And there's just many things on there that would be a benefit to you if you'd look at that today. lrwm.org. Or you can write to me and share your prayer requests. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. I'll be waiting to hear from you today. Now, we left off last time with verse 18 where Paul said, "Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee." Gentiles are not to brag that God has said, "Okay, Israel, you rejected me, so now I'm going to graft in the Gentiles." We're not to brag about that. We're not to, if I could use the term, lord it over the Jewish people. We are to love the Jews. And we are to help them understand as Gentiles. We're to help them to understand they can be saved the same way we are. But notice in verse 19 now, it says, we're going to read down through verse 24. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off, and they also. Now, let me stop here just a moment and remind you, he's not talking about an individual person. He's talking about a nation. He's talking about a nation being cut off. In other words, he's allowed the Jewish people to have their eyes blinded. In other words, they have refused him, so he said, okay, you want to do that, go right ahead. And he's saying the same thing to the Gentile people here, okay? You want to be blinded, you can be cut off as well. Don't be boasting that you've been grafted in. And he goes on to say, and let me start back with verse 22 again, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, and on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. It's not talking about a loss of salvation here. Verse 23, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? God is able to graft in the nation of Israel again. And once again, they will be in the future. And that's for a future study that we'll have. But notice now in verses 25 through 32, we're going to look at the blindness and blessing of Israel. Verse 25 says, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this ministry or mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. The resisting of God by Israel is not permanent, according to the verses we're reading here. It is until the fullness, the completion of the church, of the Gentiles, of the coming in of the Gentiles. And that's what it's talking about in verse 25 here. The completion of the church, when's that going to be? Well, the completion of the church will be when Jesus comes back. He says, come up hither in the rapture of the church. He says, come up hither. And the Bible says that we which are alive shall be caught up together with them. That's those who have gone on before. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to be forever with the Lord. And that is when the church age as we know it will end. And that is the fullness of the Gentiles. That's when the fullness of the Gentiles will come. And that's what Paul's talking about there in verse 25. Now notice Romans 11, 26 through 27. Paul says, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." It's not talking about everyone in Israel is going to be saved. It's not talking about that anybody can be saved just by being saved or by being a Jew or just being a person. It's not talking about that. The scriptures tell us about the salvation of Israel. And it's talking about the nation of Israel. God is going to bring them back into a right relationship with Him. Once again, we've read about how that He's done certain things. He's trying to provoke them to jealousy. It's coming along. And one day they're going to recognize Him as the Messiah, as the King. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." This is speaking, of course, of the great tribulation that Israel will go through. But there will be a remnant saved out of that because God loves His people Israel. Isaiah 59:20 says, "And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord." You turn by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then, of course, Zechariah chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, you can read that later on, and it also speaks of Jerusalem, of the people of Israel. Zechariah 13:1 says, "In that day there shall be a fountain opened in the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness." Zechariah 14:9 says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one." In the millennial kingdom, the Jews are grafted back in. We see that. At the end of the tribulation period, they are grafted back in. And they, once again, have the promises that God made to Abraham, that these promises will come to pass. A restoration of Israel. Now notice, Israel may be seen as the enemies of the gospel, but they are beloved by God for the patriarch's sake. Romans 11:28 says, "As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes." Well, they're beloved because of the patriarchs. They're loved because of the patriarch's sake. That's what that verse is saying there. Now, be assured of this. In Romans 11:29 it says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." This means that God does not change His mind. He does not repent, as we think of repentance, about what He has promised. What He has promised, He's going to do. And as we study the Scriptures, we find out that God is a God of His Word. He keeps His Word. And just as the Gentiles in the past didn't believe God and were disobedient, they received mercy because of the unbelief of Israel. In Romans 11:30 it says, "For as ye were in times past have not believed God," he's speaking to the Jew or the Israelites or the Gentiles here, "yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief." We people today have obtained mercy through the unbelief of the Jewish people. God says, "Okay, you can be saved the same way anybody else is saved, by believing Jesus Christ as your Savior." At the present time, Israel does not believe. This is as a nation now, remember. But they can receive mercy through the mercy of the Gentiles. And that's what God is trying to get them to see even today. Romans 11:31 says, "Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy." It's through the mercy of the Gentile people. We're to let Israel know that they can be saved. We're to let every person in this world know that they can be saved. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and teach and preach the gospel." We are to go as Christians and tell other people how they can be saved. Now, God's decision is that all people are the same. Let me read verse 32. It says, "For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that He might have mercy upon all." Well, what this means is God's decision is this, that all the people are the same. None believe in Him. And this means He can have mercy upon the Gentiles and Israel. People are alike. Without the gospel, people do not believe in Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, people do not believe in Jesus. But God said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit may convict people and help them to understand they need a Savior. And God hath concluded them all in belief, but this gives an opportunity for all to be saved. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Galatians 3:22 says, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Acts 10:34 says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. God is willing to save anyone who will come to Him and believe in Jesus Christ. And that's what he's getting across here. And it's because of the disobedience of the nation of Israel that everyone is treated the same. We've seen this throughout history, though. God has said that everyone can be saved, and that is by trusting Jesus as Savior. Now, verses 33 through 36, we see Paul's hymn of praise to God. In verse 33, it says, all the treasures of both wisdom and knowledge are found in Christ. Let's read that. He says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Christ is the Creator and the Sustainer of all things, according to Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, this is speaking of Jesus, and He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus Christ is God, and He's the one who saves. He did it once. He died once. He's not going to die again. God says that He is the one who can save everyone who would call upon His name. Notice verse 34 now of Romans. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, Paul says, or who hath been His counselor? The phrase is quoted here from Isaiah 40, verse 13, which is also quoted in 1 Corinthians 2:16. And though we cannot know the mind of the Lord by human wisdom, Paul says in these verses that we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And then in verse 35, the Bible says, all of God's gifts are by grace. Verse 35 says, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. All of God's gifts are by grace, not for compensation. We can't pay our way out of the sin debt, but God gives it to us free. He gives our salvation to us for free. He needs nothing from us, but gives us all things. Now, God loves you today, and it says in verse 32 of Romans chapter 8, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? God wants you to be saved today. He wants you to serve Him. He wants you to know Jesus as your Savior. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you need to be serving Him and telling others about His love. Well, God bless you until I speak to you and speak with you the next time on It's a Good Life. And write to me today and look at our website, lrwm.org, and I'll be praying for you that God will bless you richly. Living right has given me much more.